to speak. This is evil. This is wicked. This is a denial of our being made in the image of God, where we are allowed and should look around our society and say, this is not good. This is evil. This is of Satan. That you won't allow us to do this. And ahead of this is Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League, but he's just a figurehead. He is the figurehead for B'nai B'rith, which is the global glob that is the head of the synagogue of Satan today. He works for them. But it's all one big collective that is preventing you and me to speak. I don't know what happens to InfoWars, but you have to continue, Harrison. Owen's got to continue. Alex has got to continue because they want to shut you down. Don't let them. When I say them, the Jew, the collective international Jew, that's one huge synagogue of Satan. We have to bring it down. I know how we can do it.
Well, so how do we do it? Because again, it's, you know, one of the reasons why InfoWars has been so successful and been able to maintain is because we don't categorize people like that necessarily, right? We value the individual. We understand and celebrate people that stand up against the attempts by Jews or anybody else to use religion or ethnicity to try to convince people to go along with a lie or convince people to go along with a war. I mean, these are all just levers of control, and they pull different levers depending on who they're talking to or about, right? They'll destroy white people with opioids. They'll destroy black people with crack. They just want you destroyed. They don't particularly care how it's done. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm talking to my tech. Okay, go ahead.
No, yeah. So this is one of, I think, the strengths of InfoWars is what we push is really for everybody. And we don't target one particular race or ethnic group or religion. We just point out the evil people on all sides. And look, the ADL, it's a Jewish organization. They are horrible. They censor people. They were founded to protect a rapist murderer from, being lynched. I mean, there are horrible things. The fact that they're Jewish obviously plays into it. It guides some of the decisions that they make, and they identify themselves as that. But we don't target the ADL because they're Jewish, right? Is there any nuance there? Or, again, it's like it seems counterproductive to me to so target the Jews when so many people in America, especially, that turns them off to the idea and makes them think that, oh, you don't really care about free speech. You're just an anti-Semite and you just hate Jews. And it's like, I feel like if we go off of the very strict path of, you know, principled opposition to, you know, censorship, regardless of who's doing it, and start talking about an ethnic group or a population, we drive a lot of potential supporters away. Again, and I'm not saying that we're like not saying what we mean, but there's some nuance there, right? And at the end of the day, if these groups weren't doing censorship and getting us kicked off of platforms and all this stuff, I wouldn't have a problem with them, but it's their actions and their behavior and what they do that we oppose, right?
Yeah, but you must have a problem with them because it's the Jew that wants to bring Alex Jones, Harrison Smith, and Owen Schroyer and InfoWars down. They want it to be extinct.
Well, there's a lot.
You're not necessarily naming the Jew, but you are exposing the conduct of the Jews. And everybody knows that the ADL is Jew. So you don't even have to say they're Jewish. Everybody knows they're Jewish. And many, many despise them. So keep on calling out the conduct. But the Jew, the collective Jew, the powerful Jew, Mary Garfinkel, Garland, but it's really Garfinkel, wants InfoWars to disappear off the face of the earth. Because you're at least, I shouldn't say at least, you are calling out the conduct.
Right.
Now, we all work together. You call out the conduct. That's great. I'm all for it. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for Alex. I care about him. I care about what they're doing to him. He's got free speech. But the Jew don't want him to have free speech. They're taking it away from him. He can say whatever he wants about Sandy Hook. Let the Jews say, well, he's wrong. Let the plaintiffs say, well, that's not true. Fine, leave it there. But they won't leave it there. They want Alex Jones at InfoWars to disappear because it was InfoWars that said 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, that's the conduct. What do you mean an inside job? Well, who? Oh, he's talking about us. He's an anti-Semite. But he didn't even name the Jew. He was the first. He came out this COVID shot. This Bax, this clot shot, Alex Jones is one of the, he was before anybody. He said, no, this is an mRNA. This is going to kill people. This is Pfizer and the Moderna. Oh, the Jew is saying he's an anti-Semite. He didn't even name the Jew, but he named Pfizer and he named Moderna. Damn it. And the Jew says he's an anti-Semite. But without him even saying the Jew, I know how the Jew thinks. I know how they react. I know how they respond. You can talk about anything. Homosexuality, transgenderism, sticking a penis up another man's ass. You can talk about any of that. You can show that on YouTube. But to say that the Jews are in a position of power, you're not allowed to say it. To call out the conduct of Pfizer and the mRNA and the clot shot, you are not allowed to say it. To say that this genocide in Israel and the burning of children alive. This Facebook Zuckerberg, who's part of the synagogue of Satan, says you're not allowed to say it. Damn it! We have to say it. Now, let InfoWars, and I hope you continue somehow. I don't know the legalities involved. But we have to continue. Whatever we do, you guys call out the conduct. I will name the names, and I will say how the Jew thinks, how the Jew looks upon the goy, how they think as a collective, how they are so powerful with their babysitting collective lobby. I'll do that part. You guys do your part. And all together, whatever we do together, we will awaken the people. It's going to come back on their heads. They are in trouble. They will not dial it back. They keep on accelerating it. This escalation headline, Hochstein says it's escalating out of control. My dad taught me how to read a headline. What he means is Hezbollah is escalating it out of control, not the Jews. That's what that headline means. I can see the headline. My dad showed me when I was 7 years old how to read a headline. Damn it. I'm sick of it. I can't watch another child crying with his arm severed. I can't watch it anymore. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to say this, the Jew that's doing it collectively. It's AIPAC. It's ADL. It's the presidents of major Jewish organizations that are sending bombs, phosphorus, lethal weapons, planning the war on Iran to bring us into World War III. Thank God for the leak. Thank God that there is one Christian man who leaked this because he didn't want World War III to break out before at any time. So there is some God intervention here.
Yeah. And again, just looking at this clip of Ben Shapiro, I mean, this is, again, my big issue. It's like if any other person said that, it's crazy. It is a crazy, crazy extremist position to say, and I don't understand how people can't see it. So, you know, people get mad at me. I'm half time called a Mossad agent, half time I'm called a Nazi. But the reality is, it's like you treat Jews like anybody else. And if there was anybody of any religion, it doesn't matter. If they're sitting there going 40,000 dead children, I'm happy. I celebrate and laud that. It's like, all right, that's insane. Everybody should recognize that's insane. Half the people, it's like, can we not just recognize evil for what it is? And I am always frustrated by the way that anti-Semitism is used to disguise these things. We got 1 minute left, Brother Nathaniel. You can find Brother Nathaniel at realjewnews.com, at realbronat. Final word, sir.
All right. We have what's called the Jewish racial collective. 1,000 lobbies. They control every aspect of American life. social, medically, culturally, the movies, the media, information, politically, foreign policy, domestic policy, sexual policy or sexual behavior. They control everything. There was once what's called the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. It was white, it was European roots, and it was Christian. That was the collective that once ruled America, but not in a tyrannical way. They pretty much set the policy. But then you had the Great Watershed.
We need the WASP supremacy back. I'm for it. Brother Nathaniel, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively.